As the clock struck midnight, many rice farmers across southeast Texas had to face a sobering reality. For the first time in history, they won't have water this year for their crops. Paul Sliva is a rice farmer in Matagorda County.
Saddens me because, like I said, my family's been farming rice since 1905. This will be the first year that we haven't. And it's, you know, there's no other crop than rice for me. And it's just going to be a weird year. It's going to be a sad year for me.
How did this happen? Under an emergency plan to deal with the drought, the LCRA cut off the rice farmers because there wasn't a certain amount of water in the lakes. They were about a billion gallons short. But if you ask a rice farmer, they'll tell you that water in the Highland Lakes is practically their birthright.
In a sense, it's our water.
That's Haskell Simon. He's a rice farmer in Matagorda County. He says that without people like him growing rice, we wouldn't have the lakes and dams we do today.
In order to give a more assured supply of water for that burgeoning industry, then there was the pressure to develop the storage facilities, which are now the Highland Lakes.
But as the population of Central Texas has grown, with new factories and power plants along with it, rice farmers have faced an uphill battle convincing people that the water belongs to them. And in the future, they'll be getting less of it. Joe Crane has a rice farm in Bay City. He also has several other businesses that rely on the rice industry.
It's no doubt that there's more and more of a claim on the water in the basin every year. The rice industry just needs time. We're right on the cusp of some technological changes that will allow us to grow more rice with less water.
Some of those technological changes include new genetically modified strains of rice that need less water. Farmers are also drilling their own wells, but that can cost $250,000. And many farmers have used lasers to level their fields, resulting in significant reductions in how much water they use. But none of these options solve the problem of finding more water for a thirsty crop. Last year, rice farmers used more than three times as much water from the Highland Lakes as the whole city of Austin. That's where a new plan comes in. Take water flowing into the lower Colorado below the lakes and store it. Again, Haskell Simon.
The drainage area of the Colorado River below Austin is sufficiently large so that in good rainfall years, enough of the water drains into the Colorado River below the dams to take care of our needs.
To store that water, the LCRA is making a plan to build off-channel reservoirs, small offshoots of the river that capture water during heavy rains. But who's going to pay for it? The LCRA says that's still an open question. The rice farmers are looking to the Department of Agriculture for help. Again, Paul Sliva.
To be a farmer, you have to be optimistic because so many things can go against you, the weather being the main thing. But we're optimistic that we'll get the water that we want next year, that we'll, you know, the lakes will recover enough where we're not curtailed and we get the water that we want.
The rice farmers say they can make it 1 year without water. But more than that could mean the end of a way of life in southeast Texas. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.